Report, 3,000 troops from Army's elite 82nd Airborne set for rapid Mideast deployment to support Iran theater ops. By Joshua Klein on March 24, 2026. The Pentagon is expected to order roughly 3,000 troops from the Army's elite 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East in the coming hours. According to a Wall Street Journal report outlining an imminent deployment of the Rapid Response Brigade combat team to support operations against Iran. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday, citing two U.S. officials, that a written deployment order is expected shortly for the unit, along with the division's headquarters element responsible for planning and coordination. The move would mark a significant expansion of U.S. force posture in the region, positioning a high-readiness ground force capable of executing a range of missions if directed. The 82nd Airborne serves as the Army's emergency response force and can deploy anywhere in the world within 24 hours. Its brigade combat teams are trained to parachute into hostile or contested territory to secure airfields and establish footholds for follow-on operations. Officials cautioned that no decision has been made to put American boots on the ground inside Iran. Still, the journal reported that moving the 82nd would provide President Donald Trump with a broader set of military options, including potential efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz by force, seize strategic islands or coastal areas, or secure Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium. Separate reporting Tuesday also suggested the planned deployment and its scope. Fox News Chief National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin reported that Major General Brandon Tetmeyer, commander of the 82nd Airborne Division, and his command element have been ordered to the Middle East as officials weigh whether to send the broader force for possible land operations. There has been speculation that the U.S. would use ground forces to possibly take Karg Island or for other missions inside Iran, Griffin wrote, adding that the move would represent an initial step in planning for such a contingency. The development follows a New York Times report published Monday that senior military officials were weighing the deployment of a roughly 3,000-soldier brigade from the 82nd Airborne's Immediate Response Force, a high-readiness unit capable of deploying globally within hours. That report speculated on potential scenarios under consideration, including operations targeting Karg Island, Iran's primary oil export hub, potentially in coordination with Marine forces moving into the region. Reuters, reporting Tuesday, likewise indicated that thousands of additional troops from the same 82nd Airborne formation were expected to be sent, placing the potential deployment in the range of 3,000 to 4,000 soldiers, though the anonymous sources did not specify exact destinations or timelines. While Axios reported Tuesday that the United States is simultaneously exploring the possibility of high-level talks with Iran as soon as this week, U.S. officials are still awaiting a response from Tehran, with uncertainty surrounding whether any substantive negotiations are underway. The developments come as President Trump weighs a potential diplomatic pathway to resolving the conflict while maintaining and expanding military options should talks fail. On Monday, the president announced a five-day pause on his prior ultimatum targeting Iran's energy infrastructure, saying discussions had reached major points of agreement while warning that military action would resume if diplomacy does not succeed. At the same time, additional U.S. forces continued to move into the region, reinforcing the broader buildup already underway. Marine Expeditionary Units, MEUs, including the 31st MEU aboard the USS Tripoli and the 11th MEU operating from the USS Boxer, are advancing toward the Middle East with thousands of Marines and sailors, adding to the approximately 50,000 U.S. troops already positioned in the theater. Together, the deployment of the 82nd Airborne and the continued movement of Marine forces, alongside ongoing diplomatic outreach, reflect a coordinated approach, preserving the possibility of a negotiated resolution while ensuring the United States is positioned to act if those efforts collapse. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.